Farmers and ranchers often accumulate many assets over their lifetime, and transitioning those assets or the business can be complicated and intimidating. Talking with a professional who specializes in farm and ranch needs can alleviate some of the worry, states Jana Voss, attorney and co-founder of Legacy Law Firm. Voss told an ag audience recently that estate planning comes first, creating opportunities to form business entities for the operation.
So many of our clients will choose a business entity for their operations, such as an LLC. They might choose another operation for their land holding, such as an LLP. And those entities are designed to provide liability protection and also a way for the client to name the successors and to build in provisions of how they see the operation continuing.
Numerous tools can be utilized to ease transitioning or to distribute assets, but she says there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Voss encourages producers to be proactive in estate planning, as procrastination can lead to unnecessary misunderstandings with possible loss of assets. She understands no one likes to talk about death or the potential of long-term care.
We hear a lot of misconceptions about the nursing home. Many people come in and say, I have an LLC or I have a living trust and I don't have to worry about the nursing home, which is not true. Neither one of those types of entities will protect from the nursing home.
Even if a health crisis occurs and long-term care is imminent, Voss State strategies still exist to mitigate impacts on the farm. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.